From WBHM News, I'm Janae Pierre. It's an offer that's too good to refuse. That's what many advocates and politicians are saying about a new incentive to expand Medicaid. The Biden administration is promising hundreds of millions of dollars to states like Alabama and Mississippi. For years, the conservative states have refused to open up eligibility to more low-income adults. Will they take the deal now? WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
Kenneth Tyrone King and his family recently saved up enough money to rent their own apartment in Birmingham. On a recent weekday, we're sitting in the living room. It's furnished with a couch, a few chairs, and scattered across the room, there are several piles of paper and unopened letters. King says most of them are medical bills.
It's just various bills and various amounts. That $1,600 announcement was yesterday. It was from a collection agency. I was surprised they turned it over so fast and they haven't reached me or get me up.
King is 57 years old. He has not had health insurance for years. He lost his job at a temp agency after having emergency open heart surgery last December. He barely has enough money for the two prescriptions that he needs each month.
I can afford one of them, but one of them is like a $60 medication. Those type of challenges. If I had affordable health care or a health care plan, it would have at least covered some of it.
King falls in the coverage gap. He does not qualify for Medicaid, and he cannot afford to buy a plan. Medicaid expansion means opening up eligibility to people like him, low-income adults who earn less than $18,000 a year. Most states have done this. 12, including Alabama and Mississippi, have not. As it is now, coverage in these states is mostly limited to children, adults with disabilities, low-income seniors, and pregnant women. A common argument against expansion is that it's too expensive. States have to pay 10% of the cost, the feds pay the rest. But advocates say the new incentive in Biden's American Rescue Plan is a game changer.
The best deal that we've ever been offered, better than any other deal that's been offered to us on Medicaid expansion.
That's Jane Adams. She directs a group that campaigns for expansion in Alabama. With this new incentive, the federal government will chip in extra to pay for people who are already enrolled in a state's Medicaid program. That'll last for 2 years. But it's not a slam dunk for conservative leaders.
Hi, thank you for taking the question, Governor Reeves.
During a press conference earlier this month, a reporter asked Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves about his thoughts on the new deal.
And I was curious whether that would prompt you to reconsider at all whether Mississippi should expand.
No, sir, it will not.
That was the full answer. Alabama's Governor Kay Ivey says she's at least open to discussion. In a statement, she says the state is reviewing the financial details of the deal before weighing in on it. Louisiana's Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards expanded Medicaid in 2016. A recent study shows that the move has reduced certain hospital costs by more than 30%. Advocate Jane Adams says even in holdout states like Alabama, people across the political spectrum are seeing the benefits.
There is broad support for expansion now. Dynamics have changed. COVID's changed everything.
She says the pandemic has reinforced the importance of having a robust healthcare system. It's also left many people without jobs and health insurance.
Real up in bills.
In his living room in Birmingham, Kenneth Tyrone King says Medicaid expansion might give him a chance to get ahead and break the cycle of debt.
It would allow me, you know, to see, be more optimistic about making payment plans, you know, because this is something that's very important to me. You know, I want to live long. I'm sure most people do.
Estimates show that Medicaid expansion would open up eligibility to more than 550,000 people across Alabama and Mississippi. That number is from before the COVID-19 pandemic. Researchers say it's likely higher now. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.